You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. Going out on the phone now to John Wood, who is with Wood's Okemos Marathon in Okemos. Good evening, John. How are you?
Good. How's your day going?
It's going pretty well. Wanted to get in touch with you driving home last night and looking around at the road conditions and then getting out this morning. The thought came to mind, I bet there were a lot of people stuck and I bet there are a lot of people needing help. So you came to mind. What was last night for you with the tow trucks?
Last night we were very, very busy.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Very, very busy. How many trucks do you have?
We have 8 trucks, and we had 6 of them on the road last night with probably an hour and a half to 2 hour wait. And there was just cars all over everywhere, stuck off the side of the road, stuck in the ditch, stuck in their driveway, stuck on these side streets. It was just mass confusion and stuff.
Wow. So for those folks that said, this storm isn't so bad, they weren't out and about. They didn't see what was really going on, did they?
No, or they were on their way home, or they went to the grocery store or to the gas station or did all their errands last night because they feared to be snowed in today.
And so they got caught. Do you think were there a lot of accidents or people just going off the roads?
No, last night there wasn't. We only had probably 2 or 3 accidents last night. Everything else was just cars off the road and people getting stuck and not making it to their destination.
Wow. Was the snowing and drifting a lot of the problem? I noticed driving home about 7:30 or so last night. There were a couple of times it felt like whiteout conditions.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You just couldn't see ahead of you.
Well, it was blowing so bad and it was drifting quite heavily, so the roads got really icy and slippery, and that's what most of the problem was.
And when was the last time you saw it kind of that crazy for you with a storm like this?
Probably... What was it, we had that bad storm in 78, and then in 94, I think we had some pretty nasty weather, but the last 3 or 4 years have been pretty easy on us.
Mm-hmm. And well, that matches up, of course, with MSU closing. It was the first
right.
time since 94 they had closed.
Right.
How do your, the other thought came to mind is, how do your trucks do on the road? Do your trucks ever get stuck?
Oh, yeah. When those trucks get stuck, they really get stuck because they're so heavy that they do get stuck, but it's always a... It's a lot worse for those because they are so heavy. But you're talking about last night. Today, we had all of our drivers lined up and assumed that we were going to be very, very busy. But today was probably one of the slowest days we've had in at least 2 or 3, 4 years. Because this storm was so highly publicized and stuff that all these places closed and everybody stayed home and nobody went anywhere, that we had 8 trucks ready to go today and we only needed 3 trucks.
So for once, people were listening and paying attention and believing what was going to happen.
Exactly. There was no one on the road today, and everybody was staying home and staying safe and sound.
I did notice that coming into the studio this afternoon, it was almost an eerie feeling to see the roads, although they'd been plowed, there's still snow on them and the blowing and so forth, and seeing very few cars out there. It's kind of an eerie feeling.
Right. Today, at our station, we usually pump an average of... 25 to 3,000 gallons of gas a day. From 7 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock today, we didn't even pump 300 gallons.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody was out and around, and there was no activity out here.
So maybe it's time for us to tell folks, John, that the roads are getting better and it's time to come back out again.
Right. I think, yeah, that'd be a great idea. But I think what we've lost today and what we did not have today, we're going to make up for on Thursday and Friday because everybody's going to be getting out and going to where they want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Did anybody hurt in the accidents the calls that you made last night, or people are just just hunkered in their cars waiting for you to get there and be as efficient as possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't. There was only, like I said, probably 3 or 4 accidents last night, but nothing seriously. It was just people having these minor fender benders and sliding into each other.
Very good. What about some driving tips maybe that you have for folks? Just driving over here today, I mean, the intersections were icy. You can see the lane markings on the road. I mean, they're working really hard, but it's interesting driving out there. Any driving tips for us or things we ought to keep in the car?
I'll tell you, the only thing you can do is if you're going somewhere, leave 15 minutes early because it's better to be early than be late, and it's better to be early than to be rushed. And just take your time and watch out for the traffic in front of you and brake slowly and don't be in a hurry to go anywhere. And just make sure you have tank full of gas, have your windshield washers and windshield wipers in good shape, and good tires on your car, and take your time.
Very good. One thing I did think of when you mentioned people stuck in a ditch, if you're in the ditch and the exhaust is covered, you, it may sound like a silly question, you need to turn the car off?
You need to turn the car off, or you need to get out and clear the snow away from your tailpipe.
So that wasn't as silly a question as I
no,
thought it was.
No,
I just happened
not,
to think of
that. That's a very, very good question. Because, yeah, if you can, if you have that exhaust plugged and stuff, that carbon monoxide is going to go right into the car.
Okay, so you need to, you know, you're always told to stay in the car and, you know, to protect yourself. But mm-hmm. If you're unsure and you don't want to get out, just turn the car off and try to keep it warm with the body heat inside the car.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other tips for us other than leaving early? I think that's what my mom and dad always told
that's
me anyway.
Right. Well, if you start to go in a ditch or something, don't lock your brakes up. Just pump them very slowly and softly, and that will help slow you down.
And what about, what do we always hear about driving in the direction of the skid or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah, just go into the direction of the skid. Don't steer away from it because they'll just make it worse for you, make you slide all the more and all the faster.
Well, very good. I appreciate, I know you guys are fast and awfully efficient there with the tow truck, so I appreciate very much you being available to everybody. You service not only the service roads, you're out on the freeways as well, correct?
Exactly. We cover Okemos, Hazlet, East Lansing, and MSU, and I-96 and 127 and I-69.
Were you pretty much covering all areas last night, or were there certain areas that had more concentrated problems?
96 was our busiest road last night between Frandor or between 496 and 27 and Williamston.
Wow. That's kind of a surprise. I guess just people trying to get home, like you said,
right.
Get things done before they thought the storm would hit. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you thinking of us, and I appreciate you calling.
Very good. Have a good evening.
I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
John Wood with Woods Okemos Marathon.